From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An Islamic State attack north of Baghdad Sunday left at least 11 people dead, more than 20 others wounded. Suicide attackers stormed a gas plant and set off a car bomb. At least three storage gas containers were set afire. The latest attack follows others in the past week, including three in Baghdad that killed nearly 100 people. In Jordan Sunday, the Obama administration's top envoy to the coalition fighting IS extremists, Brett McGurk, said the Sunni insurgency has been unable to gain significant ground since taking the Iraqi city of Ramadi a year ago, which they lost in December to Iraqi security forces.
The caliphate, as they call it, this perverse caliphate, is shrinking. So they are very much on the defensive. They have not retaken any territory, really, since their operations in Ramadi going all the way back to May. So their territory is shrinking, and they are now doing these suicide attacks against civilian populations. It's not going to work, but that's what they're trying to do. But this is nothing new. It's not a new tactic. I mean, this is the nature of the organization.
McGurk told reporters in Amman the U.S.-led coalition is conducting precision airstrikes in Mosul almost daily, describing it as synchronized pressure. Gambia's President Yahya Jammeh Sunday said he will not negotiate a border dispute with Senegal, which surrounds his tiny country, raising doubts about whether a meeting will take place in Dakar. According to the French press agency, Mr. Jammeh said on state television he has no plans of settling the matter because his border remains open. In February, Gambia imposed a hike on fees for trucks entering the country from Senegal without advance notice. Senegalese truck drivers responded by blockading the border. Guinea's leader, President Alpha Conde, is trying to mediate the dispute. This is VOA News. In the Caribbean,